You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Calling all gymnasts. Ready to take your game to the next level? Meet your secret weapon, Full Out Collegiate Recruiting. We get it. The journey from club gymnastics to collegiate athlete can feel like a maze. But fear not. With Full Out, you'll get the education and guidance you need to navigate the recruiting process like a pro. Here's the game plan. We'll craft a personalized recruiting plan tailored just for you. Think of it as your roadmap to success, designed to showcase your talents and catch the eye of collegiate programs. But wait, there's more. You won't go it alone. Picture having a seasoned mentor by your side, guiding you through every twist and turn of the journey. That's what Full Out brings to the table, a dedicated mentor who's been there, done that, and is ready to help you achieve your dreams. Don't let uncertainty hold you back. Join the ranks of successful student athletes who have trusted Full Out Collegiate Recruiting to turn their dreams into reality. Visit our website today at www.fulloutrecruit.com. That's www.fulloutrecruit.com to learn more and take the first step towards your future in collegiate sports. Mention Region 5 College Salute Podcast during your free consultation and get a $50 credit when you sign on. Offer valid through March 15th. 2024.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's drive to the turnstone in Fort Wayne, where another R5 is about to begin. This weekend was truly insane. Way more meets than we had last week, and we must watch all, cause talk is cheap. We had Nastia, Big Five, some elites, and the flashes came to MP. So I beg you, what can I do, my lord? Watching gymnastics all weekend is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me stick, stay, and salute. Please send in the podcast, Region 5.
Week 8. Green is great. And is the Big Ten regular season champ color. But how did they win? We will explain. We might have to have a runoff for president. I am here for either of them. The Region 5 Yurochinko 1.5 craze continues, with one returning this weekend. Yes, Olivia, she has competed that this year. But will that be the last time we see it? We had so many working parts this week, and one team is even on the brink of being dangerous. Oh, and I think Kim was at CMU doing behind-the-scenes research for the broadcast. Welcome back to the only podcast with the gymnastics-inspired rap. Every week, the College Salute Podcast, the place you go for all you need to know about how our Region 5 alums are doing during their NCAA careers. You know Kim, and of course I'm Jason, and though we were very busy with the Region 5 Insider Classic this weekend, as you got in the wrap, we were able to catch some NCAA action while also catching Winter Cup, Nastia Cup, and, of course, while half asleep Sunday night, and while driving home, I'm not endorsing that, the Big 5, which, by the way, is the last one of this competition. And it was full of everything we can ask for in terms of podcast content, gymnastics side antics, and the energy and excitement of Olivia Karras. But before we have our new gymnast presidential election, a free way to support our show is by leaving a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the College Salute Podcast. Tell us what you love about the show or what you'd like us to improve. The review helps others discover our podcast and join our Region 5 family. Help us to continue to grow our podcast, which is the only regionally based gymnastics podcast in the country. We continue to show our love for our Region 5 alums throughout their college careers. So please show us some love with a review and a 5-star rating. We'll begin with our Fab Five-ish list this week. And number one, we put the number there because someone is number one in the Big Ten for the second consecutive year in a row. Kim, who is that?
It's Michigan State.
MSU wins the Big Ten season title for the second year in a row. And while at the Insider Classic, I got many questions from judges, coaches, why Big MSU won when Michigan was actually the winner of the Big Five competition. Well, this is how it works. Obviously, the conference championship will happen later on in March. That's the Big Ten Conference championship at Michigan State. However, there's a season winner, and MSU has beaten every single team undefeated in the Big Ten this year. They beat Michigan at Michigan, and this past weekend, how the Big Five worked was that was the those were the teams that they hadn't seen yet in the schedule. They beat all those teams, so they beat every single team in the Big Ten, 9-0 in the Big Ten. They are the Big Ten season champions, not conference champions. Again, that will happen in March at Michigan State. So I know there were some questions about that. That's what it clarifying. They are the season champions, not yet the conference champions. So congratulations to Michigan State. Definitely the supreme of that first session. And it was a very close, it's going to be a close competition. And I know Kim's going to be there at Big Tens. It's going to be exciting to see for sure. But congratulations again, back to back to Michigan State. Some Sylvia Pelios are around, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Okay. So these Leos are gorgeous. Rutgers Leo is gorgeous. I love Michigan State's Leos, but I just have so many questions. Why can we not make them fit? Like, what is the deal with the Sylvia P? I know they're from Australia. I get it. I had Sylvia P Leos for my athletes a couple years back. Yes, they are different sizing. Yes, you have to measure. You have to go up a size. Yes, the representative should be telling you this. But this weekend was super bad with the Rutgers. Their Leos do not fit. Rutgers, your Leos do not fit. And you should not do one movement, like a sidestep, one step forward, a lunge, a run. Like the wedgie, the situation with Rutgers and their Leos, which were gorgeous, by the way, I do not want to see your entire butt after you do one simple dance move or one tumbling pass or one turn or just like walk onto the floor. Salute, the wedgie's already there. It's because your Leo doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. Plain and simple. Doesn't fit. It's too small. You should not get a massive wedgie when you salute. Come on, people. It doesn't fit. And then there was one athlete, bless your heart, she picked her wedgie in the middle of her floor routine. I mean, what are you going to do? I would not have taken a deduction for that. I would have been like, thank you, girl. Thank you for picking that, because it was so far up her booty that it was coming out of her shoulder. That's how much of a wedgie that poor girl had. But I don't blame her for picking that in the middle of the competition. I mean, they all say, growing up, we were all told, do not pick your wedgie. Don't touch it. Mm-mm. I got in trouble once as a kid for picking my wedgie in the middle of the floor routine. I got led away and I got spoken to about picking my wedgie. Never did it again. However, if I had that Leo on, I would have choreographed it right into that routine. But that's my thing. Why do the Leos not fit? And Sylvia P is the worst with the non-fitting leotards. So I don't know what we have to do to fix that. I know most of the girls like to have their Leos a little like up. But it doesn't need to be that bad. So that's my thing with that. Why don't your Leos fit? Is it truly a Sylvia P problem? Or are we just not getting Leos in the correct sizes for our adult women athletes? Let's fix that.
Public address announcement about Leos from Kim Dowis.
Yeah, when Gabby and Sierra are president, let's fix that.
Yes, this is a absolute thing that we do need to make happen, I think. Now, but the question is, which one president, which one vice president? I have my choice.
I think we just, honestly, let's do it old school. Like back in the day, like way back in the day. You vote, and whoever wins as president, whoever wins as vice president, there we go. But I think Gabby should be president because her degree is in political science, isn't it? Or politics or something.
So let's backtrack really fast since we jumped into this public address announcement. Okay. And Dean and Olivia on the broadcast were talking about Gabby when she was starting her routine. Actually, they were talking about Sierra first because Sierra went first. So I don't remember how this actually came.
It came for Gabby on Vault.
Oh, that's why. Yes. And then it came back at Sierra on floor. That's what it was. Yes, I got it. Well, Gabby's in political science or political science major. Has something to do with politics.
Master's or something.
Master's in politics. Okay. So they said that Gabby for president. And then later on when Sierra was on floor, they were talking about it again and then maybe Sierra for president. I would go with Gabby, and I would go with Gabby just for her fierceness. Sierra is not saying Gabby's not nice. Gabby like just has that like persona of being like she could get crap done.
I feel like that is correct.
Yes, Sierra, I feel like is the person that fits the vice president role more because she's more of the coddler and the free spirit and the it's okay type thing. And Gabby's like, no, we got to get this done now. We got to do this now, So I think Gabby. President, Sierra vice president, 100%. Let's make this happen. Sorry, we don't need an election anymore. That's what it's going to be. We're done.
It happened. It just happened. We did it.
Yep. Awesome. So Gabby, president of the United States, Sierra, vice president of the United States, or of gymnastics. I mean, I guess we could have internet.
whichever. They could take over the world.
The president and vice president of the gym internet. We're all for it. The speed in which Jersey... And that's Samantha Shannon for anyone who watches on television.
No, it's Jersey.
We go by Jersey. The speed for which she does bars is crazy. She salutes, and it's like someone on the team pushes the remote to the two-time play, and she flies. Blind. Pike Jaeger. Boom. Bail. Boom. Double F. I mean, I was like, holy cow, slow down. I mean, she's like all over the place. I was like, holy crap. I don't know if I ever noticed, but she moves so fast. So I'm like, did I push like fast forward or what did I do? I mean, that her bar routine's so quick. But anyway, I just thought that was crazy, like how fast that bar routine moves. Olivia Karras. Love her. I think she's awesome. I think she does a great job. She's great for the Big Ten because it means so much to her, and I'm glad that she continues to do what she does for the Big Ten. I wish they were allowed to be there because then they would see a lot more, and Dean and her would be able to talk a lot more. They were at Big Ten HQ. I asked that question, so that's why I know. But no, they only go for Big Tens. They don't go for the Eastern. Sometimes they'll go for some other meets. She was at Michigan State because she was there for the alumni meet. So, that's the reason why she was also there. But or the alumni gathering, not the meet. They don't have alumni meet. Anyway, but yeah, so they were not there. So they would have seen a lot more. But some of the things that they talked about, I know like the thing that stood out to you as me and me, both had it on this list and in two different places. So we combined it a little bit is that the Buckeyes need to find landings to stay dangerous in the competition. I thought that was hilarious.
I thought it was great.
Dangerous.
I wrote it down.
Yes.
I sang the song in my head.
Yes, they definitely had landing issues at this Big Five, yet they still were very good in the competition, 197, I think. They're in the final session of Big Tens, the night session. But, it was so funny, dangerous in the competition. I thought that was hilarious. My favorite one, however, my favorite comment was when Munoz rocked her double layout off bars, she goes, "We see ya, sister." It was so funny. So funny. That bar routine is phenomenal. Awesome. Anything Munoz does is awesome. Yes, but she's also Money, apparently, too.
Yeah, Money Munoz. That's her nickname. That's what she called her.
Yes.
I'd call her that, too.
Money Munoz. Thank God they still have her.
She's only like a sophomore.
I know. No, I'm saying thank God they still have her. Like, obviously, Q no longer is on the team and what have you, but they struggled a little bit at Big Fives, unfortunately. But, yes, the Money Munoz was on fire. MSU they have multiple jobs, apparently.
They do, and sticking vault is one of them. Because they can stick vault like it is their job, or get pretty close. Because every vault I watch, they pretty much stuck that landing. Everyone, pretty much.
Yeah, not quite everyone, but yes, they
well, all the well. Ones that I saw.
Yes, Michaela took a step on hers.
I said all the ones that I saw.
Okay, well, she's in our Tucker is in our lineup, so that's wonderful. Something we need to address. So, anyway. Changing of the guard in the Big Ten. I'm not ready yet to say that. I'm not ready. Michigan looked very good. And they're known to come through. I'm interested to win for next year when UCLA comes into our wonderful conference too.
I know, we've gone from the shared and now yeah, there's
I
now
get it.
What could yeah. and Michigan's I mean I love Michigan, but like Michigan State beat them.
Yes.
For the second year in a row, too.
I understand that. And they won it. They beat everybody. So they deserve to be the conference champion or the season champions.
Could we be seeing them?
Well, we will find out at home.
We will find out.
They found at home.
We'll find out.
On the podium, which I'm excited to actually see a podium in that arena. That's going to be interesting to see. Because it's in that Jenison Fieldhouse, correct? So they're not in Breslin, correct? Do you know where it is? If it's in Breslin? I don't think it would be in Breslin because Breslin is way too big.
Too big.
It's huge. Like, you'll look like ants if they go in, or they'll have to put that black thing all the way around it so it doesn't look that big. Because that basketball arena is huge.
It'd be cool if it was in Breslin.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to be in Jenison. But they could definitely make that look good, like cool, and I'm sure they will, because it obviously will be on the Big Ten Network. But yeah, we shall see. We shall see if the guard has now changed to the other Michigan school in the Big Ten.
We shall see.
Some skills of note that I caught during the Big Five. I know that we have seen it before, but Sausalito from Penn State, her double front on floor, like she runs literally across the entire floor and then punches a double front and lands like almost right in the corner. But it's awesome. Awesome double front. And then she does front lay, front full, front pike. I like that. I have a level 10 who does a 3 combo series. It's whip 1.5 front pike, but she can do also front layout. But I just think it's cool to see like the 3 skills versus the 2, which is cool. Mia Towns switch leap to beautiful gainer layout step out. And this is not new. We've seen this several times this year. We've actually had a couple that we've kind of mentioned here and there. But it's just gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful, and it was perfectly stuck on the beam.
Did you see Allie Gerard, whatever her name, from where is she from? Nebraska? She does an aerial to switch leap.
Oh, yes, I did see that too. Yes, no, that one should be on there as well. That was cool. That was very well connected. Very well connected.
I meant to put that on there, but then I think I got sidetracked.
Yeah, that was very well connected. Thank you for bringing that one up, because that was definitely
good. Hey, you're welcome. That's what I'm here for.
No problem. Maddie Komorski, I think. Komorski, I don't know how you say it, from Maryland. Her one-arm backhand swing layout step out, beautiful. Gorgeous. And it happened so fast, I had to rewind it, because Olivia goes, oh, one-arm flip-flop. I'm like, what? Push it back, and it was a one-arm backhand spring, but it happened so fast. Very, very nice. And then I'm not even going to try her last name. We'll just say Ava from Penn State, because I'm not even going to try. Her half-on front pike off, even though it had a small hop forward, gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful vault. I could watch that vault all day long. Mia Towns from Illinois before floor. I was not 100% sure what she actually was doing. Was she stretching her Achilles? Was she praying that she hits a floor routine? Was she talking to the floor and telling the floor what she's going to be doing? Whatever, she killed it. It worked. So it was absolutely gorgeous floor routine. But I wasn't sure what she was doing.
I'm going to go with maybe she was just talking to her, having just like a little conversation.
She's like, the camera scrolls over to her and she's like down in a squat position, and I couldn't really tell. It didn't look like she was really stretching anything. So I was like, maybe she's stretching her knees, I guess. I don't know. But it was hilarious. And then like, I was like, yeah, I'm going to hit this floor routine and you're going to, you know, go along with it, apparently, because it was awesome. It was phenomenal. Yes. So shout out to Mia. Awesome. Definitely enjoyed watching Mia do gymnastics.
I agree.
It was a double dose of Region 5 a lot during the Big 5. I can't tell you how many times we had both screens Region 5 alums. Like, hello, how do you watch both at the same time? Olivia Karras can do it. Amazing. I don't know. But at the end of session two, we actually got a Michigan Academy trio. And now I'm going to say this because this is where she originated from. Gabby Wilson. Yes, she was a Michigan Academy athlete before going to Olympia.
Yes, she was.
So the Michigan Academy trio, but you had Gabby ending floor as Marissa starts beam. And then Marissa's finishing middle of beam as Paige Thaxton starts floor. I thought that was so crazy. Like they kind of just merged through a Michigan Academy. So shout out to Michigan Academy for your three stars of Big Ten gymnastics there. Awesome. But both Gabby and Marissa are in our lineups later on. So we'll talk about them. And then we will be talking about Paige on floor in the newbie debuts because she did floor for the first time. Ilka Beam. We remember last week, Ilka struggled.
You said it kind of last week.
Last week. We were like, oh, but she struggled on beam. Well, there was no struggling on balance beam at the big five for Ilka. Solid throughout the entire routine. And she had that face of determination. Like she is going to hit this routine solid this week. Behind the scenes, Kim was yelling at me about this particular routine because she wants to talk about it in her jive instead of just doing it here. So Ilka, you're going to have another discussion about your routine coming up later in this podcast. So there you go. The save of the day, I think, was Nat's beam flight. I don't know if you saw Nat's beam flight, over that beam, but did not come off. She actually had a wobble, I think, on one of her jumps or her aerial. I can't remember what it was that she stayed on, but it wasn't as big. But wow, she was not coming off that beam. She definitely, not quite Nastia-like, but in that handstand, but she spun, turned, lifted a foot, rowed. I mean, she saved that. So,
well, you know, when you put this on here, I thought it was actually going to be a more like involved save than it was. Like I literally thought it was like going to be like a big, huge thing, and it really wasn't.
Scale.
It wasn't. A little like
It was not. She turned herself, lifted her leg, did do a little bit of an arm swing, and she was off the beam, and she saved herself and brought herself back on. That was a save. That was a save. She could have fallen off. Yes, it wasn't Nastia-like. It wasn't handstands and needle scales and spins and backward rolls and forward rolls.
I thought it was going to be like what I wanted Gianna to do. Like Gianna Gurdes, when she fell, she kind of like turned around.
Yes.
And then she still fell. Like I thought like Gianna was going to like save herself like that. I thought it was going to be more dramatic of a save, not just like a
Well, Gianna didn't save anything. Gianna was flying off the beam.
I thought it was going to be a very much more – when you put it on here, I was looking for a huge dramatic save.
Yes.
This was just like a normal save.
Okay. But it's the save of the day because either people just fell off or didn't need to have to save anything. So I was impressed, Nat. Sorry, Kim was not as impressed as I am.
I'm impressed. It's a save. You still stayed on the beam. That's great. But when you put it on here, save of the day, I thought it was going to be like – huge thing.
All right. I thought it was good. So
great Nat, job, Nat. You stayed on the beam. Proud of you, girl.
Congratulations. And she is also in our lineup for another event later on. We'll get to. Paul Judah must be giving Reyna pointers on vault. I remember when Reyna Guccino, she's a senior, would like fly on this vault, sit it down, like barely make it. Like it was kind of off and on. It wasn't consistent. This vault was awesome at the big five. And for those of you who don't know who Paul Judah is, which you might not, Paul Judah is one of our U.S. national team members. He's also a Michigan Wolverine gymnast. He was on the world team. He made vault finals. He's pretty good. And he's also Reyna's boyfriend. So he has been giving Reyna some pointers on how to vault because that vault was phenomenal and nice job. Yurchenko 1.5 stuck it cold. So biggest vault for Michigan actually in that rotation, if I'm not mistaken, because I think both Sierra and Gabby had like 9.875 or 9.85. So big vaults for her. So congratulations to Reyna. Hallie Hornbacher's floor from the CMU meet. She goes to CMU. so it was her meet. I didn't make our lineup. Unfortunately, she had a 9-9, but I had to put it in here because that floor routine, the eyes, everything, the expressions. I mean, we've talked about it before, but I just love watching Hallie do floor. Gorgeous front layout, Rudy. Beautiful double back last pass. Huge double back last pass. Great performances. I love how she reacts with her teammates, and the camera was right there to see it. There are a few that have some good reactions, but their back is to the team. Jersey is one of those. You have some stuff that you dance and stuff, but your choreography faces you away from your team in your home meet. I'm like, maybe you should change that. Hallie's is right there. So I wanted to give her a shout out. She went 9-9 on floor. Unfortunately, did not make our lineup, but so good. Awesome job. Beautiful, lovely routine. And then Reed from CMU. Her bars, 9.95, personal best. One, I don't know how she has never gotten a 9.95 before on bars because her bars are gorgeous. But everything vertical. That blind full was handstand, first of all, vertical. Blind full, vertical. Double tuck, no movement. Perfect. Gorgeous form, absolutely beautiful routine. And, you know, that definitely stood out as one of the best performances, clearly, of the CMU meet this past weekend. So, lots of fun stuff, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Big Five with our lineup coming up. Some newbie debuts that we saw. Paige Thaxton, Kim, on floor
for the first time
of her career. I am a little disappointed with what tumbling she's using. Only a front to double tuck and a double pike. We know Paige can do double layouts. We know she can do full ins. This is what front to double back. This is what she competed in club, you know. But I understand
it. Didn't she have a back injury?
Yes, she has dealt with a lot of injuries. And so just to see her out there is exciting. It's just knowing what she's physically capable of doing, we look at that routine. If you never knew Paige or you just saw her first time in college, you'd be like, okay, good. You know, that's a solid routine. She actually went up last, which did surprise me. I don't know if they were what they were doing exactly or if they just wanted to put her there because, I mean, you know, who goes after Gabby Wilson? Not too many people. You know, she was last, so it was cool to see her out there. First time she's doing floor, and very good routine, very solid routine. Maybe someday we'll see either a full in or a double layout, which she can and has competed both in one routine. And then Zoe Pelfrey also went last on beam, which I found very interesting. Her flight...
She messed it up the first time.
I'm not even sure how she did it the second time. Her aerial was so side. She pulled that foot through and nailed the round off. I was like, wow, good for you, Zoe. That combination, she's done that for years. That combination's tough. That aerial kick through round off, that's a tough combination. I don't know how IK does it so well. IK, I think every one of their gymnasts trains this connection. One way or the other. So they do it well and always get credit for it. So shout out to them. But Zoe, good fight on that aerial round off. And you competed floor. We got to see a floor routine from Zoe this week. She was kind of going crazy on a split jump out of a Rudy. But beautiful tumbling, good routine. Good to see you out there competing multiple events.
I know. I was excited that she got to do floor. She finally did floor. Yeah. I always said on the last time that I wish she would do floor.
Yep. So, Kim, you got another one out there doing what you asked.
I know. I'm feeling heard these days.
That's good. I really am. I hope that's the reason. Maybe it's just because she's ready on floor now.
Nope. We're going to go with Kim's feeling heard.
Our D3 athlete of the week, Delaney Sinkis from Oshkosh. Unfortunately, I have yet to see this routine. She got a 9.85. It will be posted on her Instagram soon, within the next day or two. I'll reach out to her and get it. I just had not had time to go through that as well as Alumni Monday. Alumni Monday will be a Wednesday, Thursday thing, possibly this week, as I just, again, with a meet and coming home, and I have a meet. I leave for Florida on Thursday for a competition down in Florida, so it's just been a busy week. So I'm working on it. It's on my list to get done, but congratulations. Want to put it out there. Delaney Sinkis, 9.85 for your floor routine this weekend in D3 action. And again, like I said, we'll get that routine up. I still haven't even posted last week's. I will get both of those routines up on our Instagram as well. So Podcast socials, we just talked about it. Region 5 College Salute Podcast on Instagram, underscore podcast, actually, on Instagram. Check that out. That's, again, where everything pretty much is posted for all of our College Salute action, all of our Region 5 alum posts. Check that out. Region 5 College Salute on YouTube. Our podcast apparently now goes there automatically. I did not set that up, or at least I didn't think I did. So if you want to listen to it on YouTube, feel free. That doesn't have the video part. It just, you know, stays with the logo. But you can list there. I found that out while we were at the Insider Classic this weekend. So that's awesome. I don't know how I managed to do that, but because I didn't do it. But it goes to YouTube, which is cool. So check that out. Weekly routines, where we use for Alumni Monday, and some extra content here and there. I still have a couple of videos I'm working on to post from some of our alums, as well as the mount from Ball State from last week. I got to get that up there as well. So those who haven't had the time to see it can check it out for that, because that's awesome. And then, of course, Alumni Monday is our way of showing routines that we don't talk about on the podcast. We show 10, usually have 10 routines on there from the current NCAA week to showcase. Like I said, I don't have any to talk about, as I have not gone through and figured that out yet. But catch Alumni Monday later on this week, but definitely up with 10 routines that I'm sure will be fantastic, as our Region 5 alums always are. So R5 College Salute underscore podcast Instagram, our College Salute on YouTube, and of course every week, Alumni Monday. All right, Kim, you've already yelled at me about the jive with one athlete, so I'm going to let you just jive, and I'll jive in if I need to. But
hey, thanks. No, I appreciate that.
No problem.
I appreciate that. So Sophia McClellan from Nebraska, she has one of the most sassiest little floor routines I have ever seen. She's a tiny, tiny one, but I would really love to know the story of her floor routine or the character she's playing. I'm getting like cabaret, nightclub, maybe a little cha-cha, but or maybe like streets of, I don't know, Italy. I'm not sure what the vibe is here yet, but her teammates, or no, Streets of France, maybe a little cut, like, you know, her teammates do a kick line. The can-can, that's what it is. Can-can, that's France. Yes, it's like a little can-can. That's what I'm getting from her. But I love it. A kick line, they like link up on the side of the floor and do a kick line. That is amazing. I'm here for the teammate kick line. Absolutely. Emma Spence from Nebraska. You are everything. Her floor music is Express from Burlesque. She takes the bun out of the hair. She lets the ponytail flow. And she is just the most sassiest. I feel like I am in a cabaret club when I'm watching her. It is flipping amazing. Absolutely love this routine. And she knows how to work the ponytail. She absolutely knows how to work the ponytail, which I love. And her teammates get into it. But this routine is so many things. And you can tell that she is an elite, former elite, elite, because she knows what she's doing on the floor. And she's trying to make Canada's Olympic team. Canada, you hear me, Canada. Let her make your Olympic team and let her do this routine with the ponytail. They'll love it. Everybody will love it. It's amazing. Emily Nock, you too, from Minnesota. Her dance, so fun, so much expression. She was a joy to watch. She was a joy to watch. I love Minnesota's floor routines. Cause, I mean, there's a little trio here. Gianna, Emily, Maya. Three completely different floor routines, but so good. All of them so good. I don't know what they're doing up there in that cold state of Minnesota, but clearly a lot of inside work and a lot of floor routines, because they are amazing. I mean, what else do you do in the winter? Floor routines, hockey. Floor routines and hockey. That's all there is to do. But so good. If you haven't seen the Minnesota floor routines, you need to go watch them immediately. But Emily, she has like this, and she has a chest in hers. She's like that. Did you get that dance move?
Yeah, the waving of the arm around in a circle with the chest moving forward, yes.
And the foot. I was doing the foot.
Oh, I couldn't see the foot, so.
Oh, well, you should have heard it.
Got it. I got it. Well, I can hear it, yes.
Hear it? Yeah. That's the foot. So hers, I love it. And then Maya Hooten. And her name is perfect for when she gets a 10, because, you know, you can hoo 10. But her routine, she reminds me. You remind me of a girl that I once knew. She reminds me of Macari. Yep, I just sang a little Usher for you. I don't sing, but she reminds me of Macari. And that is Macari Daggett, for those of you who are not aware. But she does. Like, her dance, her movements, her expression on floor, she does remind me of the great Macari Daggett, which is the biggest compliment you are going to get, my Houten, because Macari is amazing, and we all love her. But her floor routine, her dance ability, it does remind me of Macari. And, however, I love this routine. Obviously, we've seen it a few dozen times. It gets better and better every time I see it, and I see something new I like. I don't like the camera angle sometimes on her, but this routine, like, she has like this poppet part in it. It's just so good. But girl, the only issue I have is the little dance segment in the corner before your last tumbling pass. You need to give that a little bit more, because she's kind of just a little low with it, a little lazy with that part. I think before that last tumbling pass, she could give that just a little bit. I know it's itches. She could give that just a little bit more, because, like, this whole routine is a lot of, you know, crowns and popping and a little butt shaking. But before that last pass, she could give it a little more. So work on that for me, a little bit more before that, in that corner before you go tumbling away. But other than that, flawless, love it. Then we have a few little beam routines on here. Elegant Ella Hodges. Her beam routine is flawless, absolutely flawless. Thank you, Olivia Karras, for the switch split jump. But you would know, because you did the switch split jump. They call you Elegant Ella for a reason, because let me tell you, perfect. Like, give you a 10, because perfect. Your form is on point every time. Your dance is on point. Your jump's on point. I cannot express it enough. It's absolutely gorgeous. However, I'm sorry, sweetheart. You will not ever have an Ilka juke or beam routine. There are no true words to express the world of feelings I'm about to unleash. Her beam routine is the most exceptional piece of artistry that you could ever witness in your entire life when watching Balance Beam. And, you know, in the last couple of meets, she's kind of not lived up to that. But this one was just an eclectic celebration of beautiful skills linked together in a just river of poetry flowing down the beam to the very end when we elegantly left our stage and landed on a lily pad.
Wow. Now that's a description if I've ever heard one. I mean, I just like it for the flight series and just the aggressiveness of the gymnastics. But no, I agree.
Well, and let me tell you, all the days of her at Iowa and not hitting this beam routine made my heart sad. And the fact that she displayed the beam routine that she should be displaying on the stage that is Balance Beam in this big five meet, it just made my heart smile. And to watch her beam routine in person is literally an out-of-body experience. And she works beam all, not just with her tumbling, her jumps, her leaps, her feet, her hands, but her eyes and her face and her eyes. And if you get close to her, she, like, pierces your soul with her eyes. And, like, people do that on floor? No. This girl does it on the balance beam. And I have photos from other meets to prove it. She pierces your soul. She sends shivers. Not many people give you shivers while doing balance beam. Ilka does. The Rutgers coach, the Rutgers floor coach, her pre-routine hand routine is on this list, because let me tell you, that, when she talks to the girls, that is a routine in itself. Have you watched her?
No, I did not.
Oh my gosh. Go back and you watch the Rutgers floor coach giving the pre-routine, hand routine talk.
They got a lot going on, because their head coach doesn't wear shoes during bars. So they've got a lot going on in Rutgers.
I wouldn't, I wouldn't wear shoes during bars either, because come on, you're going to die in one of those heels. But during floor, she is like,
that's
what she does when she's talking to them. She does a whole hand routine before the actual routine. I was like, wow, that's intense. So yes, the Rutgers floor coach pre-hand routine. Mm-hmm. Pre-floor routine, hand routine. That is enough to just do your own routine. Like, that is a routine. Put some music to that. She could be one of those hand models, you know? Because, like, it's intense. She can make TikTok series. It could be in its own jive.
There you go.
Just saying. It's amazing. And then, last but not least, Gabby Wilson, always and forever on the list. Always and forever, her floor routine. It lives rent-free in my life.
And it wasn't even the best routine of the week, score-wise, that is. But
she could fall down and do forward rolls. It's
yes.
Still being
there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people in your life that do forward rolls. And yep. We did get to spend the weekend having fun and talking and just laughing with the athlete who does a whole lot of nothing, and you're fine with it. So
I am. We did. Yep.
Maylee, who now coaches at Champion USA, was at our meet, and you know, we got to hang out and talk to her and learn.
And coaching looks good on Maylee.
Yes, she does a good job. She does a good job. But we were laughing and joking about a whole lot of nothing, but that Kim was all for it and ready for it.
I was
because apparently she wasn't supposed to do that floor routine, but you know, thank God she did, because Kim had lots to say about it. So
as always.
But no more forward rolls or leaps or skips for Maylee. So, really quick, we do have a couple of injury updates, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. One we know 100%, Makari Doggett, this past weekend tore her Achilles tendon. Again, I think this is the third, definitely the second. But she did on a round off on the board going into a Yurchenko timer. In warm-ups during the 30-second touch, 4-second touch.
Why are you vaulting?
She stuck 2 1.5s perfectly in warm-ups, the actual warm-ups. So that's sad because I told her, I said she should stay on bars. But she was doing vault and doing everything really well. So, you know, it's her last year. She wanted to try, get it out there. So Makari is out, unfortunately. And then we got word. I still have yet to see this, but Peyton Richards did a double layout. Did dance out of it. Ooh. And then stopped. So we thought maybe possibly Achilles, but maybe it was something interior bone ankle related, because she did walk, and you don't walk out of Achilles. You stay. Like, you don't go anywhere.
But if somebody was going to walk out of an Achilles, it would be Peyton.
Wouldn't that be true? That could be true. So who knows? We may be wrong, or maybe a slight, we obviously don't know. We know Makari's. We do not know Peyton's situation at the moment. We just know there was an injury. So hopefully she's all right, but we just want to let you know that both of those two were injured this past week. And that's unfortunate, because both came back for fifth years to, you know, obviously you read that one more thing. And obviously Peyton is not as big of an issue with Florida as Makari is for Alabama. Makari is a big contributor to Alabama's gymnastics. So, but both obviously phenomenal athletes, phenomenal people, and we wish them the best. Hopefully everything, you know, goes well with Peyton, and maybe she can still finish out the year. I'm not 100% sure. So don't know much about that. Just wanted to let you know and update you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you.
I know.
Here in gymnastics land.
Yes. All right. Now it's time for Week 8's Region 5 University, of course, presented by the College Salute Fan Zone.
The College Fan Zone is your one-stop online shop for everything college gymnastics, from hoodies to crews to tees to tumblers and more. Check out dancenasticsdesigns.squarespace.com to shop all your favorite college teams and support your favorite R5 alums all season long.
So Week 8, of course, we had the Big 5, which included two sessions, 2 days of competition, and then the Kent State CMU meet. And leading off the lineup is Nikki Smith. Yurchenko 1.5, stuck cold. But Kim, she wasn't as excited as the last time. It wasn't as big a jump into Nicole's arms.
Because
you weren't there.
I wasn't there. I wasn't there, so she just held back a little. But I also think Nicole is like more pregnant now, and I think she's due soon, so maybe we just don't want to.
Got it.
Being all the way in Penn State, we don't want to push that baby out yet. We want to wait till we get home.
Got it. So it was a little more subdued. She was excited, just not quite as bouncy about her excitement. But
yes,
beautiful, gorgeous, your chinko 1.5. 9975. Right. 9975. There must
have
been a toe cross or a slight head out or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
We saw from the back, so. Number two, Tori, 9925. This athlete has learned how to find the landing on a year chinkle full, because I think she's had a 9.9 plus in the last like three or four meets on vault. Absolutely gorgeous year chinkle full, beautiful height, good form, open hips, very nice vault, landed very, very well. 9.925 for her. Nat's year chinkle 1.5. Very nice. This would be Natalie Martin from Maryland. Absolutely gorgeous year chinkle 1.5. Did have a very, very small little step forward, scoot forward. But that was probably the deduction. But, you know, absolutely beautiful Yurchenko 1.5 for Nat. Sage Kellerman, 9.9. Another nice front hand, front pike half. Hop back on it this weekend. So there's another vault that of Michigan State's that did not stick. Kim Dallas. But it was still good. Very nice. Gabby Steven, Michaela Tucker, Caitlin Grimes, Sierra Brooks, and Gabby Wilson. All 9.875s. We're going to break them down real quick. Gabby Steven, I'm not sure we're going to see this vault much longer, because every time she does a Yurchenko 1.5, which Olivia, as I mentioned, she has competed this before, she scores 9.875. She does a Yurchenko full, she scores 9.925, or sometimes 9.95. Not sure we're going to see this vault much longer. Very nice, but she stepped forward. So, and she sticks, or it comes very close.
Why don't we just do a double full? Let's just throw that out there.
Yeah, let's throw that out there. So, very nice vault, but I just get the sense that after this meet, and, you know, as we get closer to championship time, Gabby will be doing her Yurchenko full. Tucker, Yurchenko 1.5, another one, very nice, did hop forward, but gorgeous. It always impresses me with this vault, and this vault has improved, as we have mentioned, so much. Caitlin Grimes has mastered the Yurchenko full as well. It's like Ohio State's mastering the Yurchenko fulls. Grimes leads off for... did lead off. I'm not sure if she did this weekend or not, but she used to. She usually does for Ohio State on vault. 9.875. Nice. Very, very nice. Yurchenko full. Sierra Brooks, Yurchenko 1.5. Small hop forward, but in line, still a very nice vault. And then Gabby Wilson, again, same thing. In line, a little bit hop forward, 9.875s. Very few stuck Yurchenko 1.5s. There were more. There were very few stuck vaults. I know Olivia was kind of up in arms with the amount of non-sticked vaults at Big Five. I think Nikki may have been the only 1.5. Oh, and no, and Reyna, the only 1.5s that stuck cold. But I could be wrong there. But I'm pretty sure that there were not that many 1.5s, first of all, and second of all, to stick cold. So 49.575 for us on vault. Awesome job on vault. On bars, Sierra Brooks, 9.95 on bars. She's a bar worker. Her layout full wasn't quite as solid stuck-wise. She did have a small slide, hence the 9.95, because everything else was solid. My favorite athlete on this list, and I'm glad she continues to make it because she deserves it, is Sarah Haxton. That bar routine, beautiful at CMU. She, of course, is a Kent State senior. 9.925, gorgeous Jaeger, beautiful dismount, stuck it cold, smile huger than the state of Michigan. I mean, it was just awesome. Beautiful. Great routine. Congratulations, Sarah, 9.925. Delaney Harkness continues to just do bars like she normally does. Her and Skyla, both with 9.99s, actually a whole list of 9.99s on bars. But beautiful Ginger. I know Olivia had some nice things to say about her Ginger, half and half out stuck. Delaney swings bars almost on repeat each and every week. Skyla Schulte, this bar routine has improved a lot. Her chapage was gorgeous, stuck her double layout. She started off with a stick, and then they had a few hops, and then someone brought it back. Nikki maybe brought it back, but I know Olivia was talking about that. But Nikki, 9-9 on bars. We've talked many times. She's a bar worker now. Yeah. JC Vore, this routine works for her. The Takachev being back in her routine, this routine works for her. Much easier for her to do. Good double layout, 9-9, beautiful. And then Gabby Wilson, another very, very successful, very, very nice routine. Pike Yeager, as always, double layout, you know, find the landing. I can't remember if she completely stuck or if she hopped a little bit or not, but very, very, very nice routine, 9-9. So a slew of 9-9s on bars for us this week for the same exact score as Vault, a 49.575. Over to Beam, Gabby Wilson, 9-9. Did you see her nose hairs, Kim?
What?
You could see her nose hairs. You didn't see her nose, Gabby Wilson, on her double back beam dismount. Did you see her nose hairs?
No.
They were so tight into her when she did double back. We didn't see the double back. We just saw the nose hairs. Like, they're in camera angle. I don't know if they switched to a camera that had been tight on a, like, some shot or whatever, but, like, her double back is, like, literally you see her flip out of the screen and come back in it. And you can – she does stick, I think, but because it's so tight, you really can't tell if she moves her feet. But I just thought that was hilarious that she did a round, a beautiful round of double back, probably the best one she's done all season, because it was, you know, much more controlled landing, no big step or hop. But yeah, we saw her nose hairs because the camera was so tight. Danny Fuentes from Kent State, 9.875 on beam, beautiful triple flight. Absolutely gorgeous triple flight. When she goes for her dismount, she does a running punch front full. It looks like she's about to go for a double front. Like, she runs, punches with aggressiveness to throw into the front, and then she does a full twist. I'm like, wow, that's a really aggressive punch for a front full. But 9.875 on beam. Adriana Bustolo from CMU. I'm glad to see her in this lineup because she's a gorgeous beam worker. Absolutely beautiful beam worker. But she has struggled this year a little bit with consistency. She got a 9.85.
It's because she's hanging up in the rafters. Yeah. By the time she gets to beam, she's tired from climbing down.
Yeah, but that's probably true. But very solid a series. Very stuck 1.5. She had a little bit of wobble in a jump series. They were up and down scoring here. Like, they were tough, then they weren't. Then they were tough, then they weren't. You know, so it was kind of one of those things. But great to see her make this lineup, 9.85 on beam for CMU. And then Olivia's favorite beam worker in the Big Ten, that would be Aubrey Nick.
She's my favorite too. She's so good.
Yes. Aubrey Nick is the Olivia Karras's favorite beam worker. 9.85, great mount. The little thingy jump nuke series, to front aerial back handspring, looks great, awesome, solid as a rock this weekend. I'm not really sure where the 9.85 existed. Unless she did step on her dismount. I can't remember her dismount, but I do know that I was
who
Nick who? Aubrey Nick.
She stuck it.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure. 9.85, that seemed a little low based on what I remember her routine being. However, I was kind of watching this routine driving home. So, you know.
Oh.
Yes, so can't 100%. But I know she did a really good job on the beam, and that I know that she's now Olivia's favorite beam worker. So that's awesome.
I like her too.
Another one that, you know, had a beam routine that definitely made up for some of them from this year is Marissa Rojas. She's struggled a little bit on beam as of late as well. But 9.85, beautiful triple flight. Backhandsing layout, so solid. Perfect. Absolutely gorgeous. Another perfect solid series of triple flight would be Sierra's flip-flop layout. That was gorgeous as well, and Sierra and Olivia made mention to that. But 9.85 on beam, so tie for there with the triple flights for 9.85.
The triple flights
For 49.325 on beam. Yeah. And then over floor, Sierra outdid Gabby with a 9.975 on floor. I'm not 100% sure where that 0.025 happened, because she stuck her half and half out, and her front to double back was very good too, very controlled lunge out. So I'm not really sure, but 9.975. Gabby Wilson, 9.95, clearly wins in Kim's heart every week.
Every week. Well, she doesn't. No, not wings.
Okay, she stays in your.
She stays in the Jive thing every week. She just lives rent free. This Florentine is literally my favorite one. It's oh.
Yes. She was a little over on her open full in, which is amazing.
Nobody watches that.
I do. I watch it. She was a little bit.
I watch it too, but nobody watches it. It's the dance.
Gabby's tumbling is what dance for her is to me. I love her tumbling. Her open full in. I wish I could have done that. I did that, I would have been on my head and my neck broken. Literally. There would have been no way in God's green earth. Double backs were a struggle. Not a struggle, but when I would do full ins, I would have to literally pull with my chest to my thigh and pull as hard as I could.
You were one of those people that was talking to the floor before your routine, huh?
Basically, yes. Yep. Please.
As you were
stretching
those Achilles so you didn't tear them?
This is why full ins were never in my routine, and I'm glad I was of the day of the multiple front tumbling combinations and back tumbling combinations.
Yeah, well, also back in the day, the floor was a little harder too, wasn't it there, Gramps?
Yep. Back in the day, we used horsehair mats and wrestling mats. I'm not that old. Anyway. But no, Gabby's tumbling is phenomenal. 995. LA Buffet, I'm sorry. There is a catapult sting mat.
No,
that front double full is so huge.
There's not. And I'm going to tell you why. There's not. Because guess what? It's not like they're taking their own sting mat with them. Because guess what? That you can't. Rules and policies say you can't,
I know, you can't bring your own mat. I know.
And I've taken pictures of it. She just has springs in her legs.
She does have springs in her legs. And I love how she has one of the best scores on floor for her team. And she goes first every single meet. So, you know, that's just, you know, absolutely awesome. 9925 for that routine. Beautiful. It's very well done. But I'm sorry. There's something.
Nope.
There's something under that floor that just propels her miles in the air.
Mm-mm. It's okay. Her calf muscles.
Okay. So Michigan State conditioning. Floor conditioning. There you go. So Ellie Buffet, awesome. 9925. Carly, also a 9925. Okay. Can we just do a layout to 2 feet, please? Because you don't step out. You don't step out. There's no step out. Your 2 feet land Svetlana Boginskaya style, but they don't land separately. They land together. Like, just do your Rudy layout to 2 feet. And then maybe do a straddle jump, tuck jump, something out of it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
A tuck jump?
Okay, that's not pretty. Straddle jump, split jump, jump full turn. I don't know. Anyway, could you imagine that? Rudy layout, jump full turn. Yeah, that looks for a knee injury if I've ever heard of anything. But anyway, just put them together because you're not stepping out, literally. But beautiful double back last pass. I mean, it was a very good routine. 9925, you know, it is what it is. But I'm like, you're not stepping out. And everyone, and even Elena said, oh, nice step out. I'm like, there was no step out to that pass.
No.
There's no step out. And then Skyla and Tori, 9925 for two totally different routines, like literally the way they both take command of the floor and do what they do. Awesome. Skyla, again, I like this routine a lot. I'm liking it more and more. I still think you could falter that ending pose with a little bit more attitude because, you know, freshman year stuff. And want to continue to see that. But awesome full in, beautiful front to double back. And then Tori's gorgeous front layout, Rudy. I mean, it's just, there's so many front layout Rudies out there, and she just does a very, very nice one. It's always, always so tight and always, you know, lifted and chest up when you finish. It's awesome. But she does great performances on floor as well, 9925 for a 49.7 on floor, which I think is our highest floor score of the season, or at least around there. 198.175 this week, Kim. 198.175.
God, we're awesome.
We have now hit NQS. So taking NQS into consideration and dropping our highest score, which was our 198.225, we have a 197.725, which puts us in fantasy land fourth. So we would be fourth in the country right now in fantasy land NCAA. If we go by the scores. So awesome job to our Region 5 alums that have participated in our Region 5 lineup over the course of the last 8 weeks. we finished fourth currently. So let's keep that going, and we'll see where we head to regionals, because that's the one meet we never can determine how many alums we have in it. So we'll have to see. But week nine, it's going to be a little bit of another crazy week. Kim is heading to Savannah, Georgia for a competition. Actually, Courtney Coupette's meet. I'm not 100% sure how Courtney has any time to do a meet when she's in the middle of college season, but who knows? Hopefully they're home this weekend. That would be, you know, ideal. I didn't check to see if they were. Hopefully they are, or maybe they're off. You know, that could be even more ideal. But anyway, she'll be in Savannah. I head to Florida for the Tim Rand meet, which is American Twisters meet. We've been there before. It's a fun competition. We've got a couple Region 5 teams as well going down as well, so it's going to be fun. So we are going to limit our lineup this week to the Bowling Green, Illinois, Kent, Ohio State meet. Two Big Ten, two MAC. That works perfectly. And then Florida, Kentucky. We'll get an SEC meet in here. We will have highlights and some discussions on Michigan OU. I'm not 100% sure what we can see with that meet because it's not currently with the link, but I'm sure it'll be up on YouTube, so we'll be able to catch it. So Michigan OU will be kind of one of those meets that we could talk about, put it in Fab Five. But our lineup will be Bowling Green, Illinois, Kent, and OSU, as well as Florida and Kentucky for week nine. Well, let's break down our best five of the week. And Kim, who do we have for best stick of the week?
Well, we have Nikki Smith on Volt.
Clearly.
For her Yurchenko 1.5. And Sarah Thaxton. Sarah Haxton, not Thaxton.
We're combining people.
I'm combining some people this week. Sarah Haxton from Kent State on bars. She's getting it this week because she solidly stuck that landing. There was no hop to the finish. She heard me. I'm feeling heard these days by everybody. I don't know if she heard me, but she solidly stuck that landing, and the camera got it all the way down to the feet. So Sarah, great job on sticking your landing on bars, and Nikki on vault.
The best handstand on bars this week?
Oh, it's Avery Balzer from Rutgers. Yes. Absolutely. 1,000,000%. And I would Olivia would agree.
Yes. No, that was a very good routine. Sad that didn't make our lineup. But it was a beautiful bar routine, good handstands, and she does swing nice bars. But I'm also giving it to Reed from CMU because, like I said, she rocked out her handstand blindfold to handstand. So obviously not a Region 5 alum, but Reed for me deserved it. I love that routine. Awesome. So. Yeah. For best performance, this was apparently my selection this week. So this is what Kim told me. So I actually went all non-Region 5 this week because I enjoyed all these performances from the Big 5. Ilka Beam, we've already talked about it. Ava, her absolutely beautiful vault from Penn State. Bella from Penn State, the beautiful double front. And then Raina from Michigan, her gorgeous Yurchenko 1.5, which, you know, thank you, Paul Judah, for helping her. I'm not sure if that's 100% true. I'm just saying that. But anyway, all four of those athletes, non-Region 5 athletes, just I enjoyed watching your performances, watched your skills and your performances at the Big 5. And so there you go. Best college post routine celebration. We again have a non-Region 5 athlete, but this one definitely stood out.
Mallory Gregory from OSU after she stuck her vault. Yes, her whole team was, she stuck the 1.5 and her whole team just went just bonkers.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Rhett Kalt's roof is still on. That was pretty wild. So they made
it. She's jumping up and down. The team's jumping up and down. It was just incredible.
Yes. Rec Hall, actually, on that video looks really good. I've been to Rec Hall. I've competed there. It's a very old place from the outside. Inside, it looks nice. It's kind of a nice facility to have gymnastics in. And again, it's not like their big arena where basketball hosts would just look too big. So Rec Hall is cool, but just shout that out there. And then best college stick stay and salute. We have two.
Yeah, number one is Tori Vetter. As soon as I saw that when we were watching it, I was like, Tori Vetter on vault. She stuck, she stayed. And let me tell you, she threw that head back and saluted like it was no one's business. And then on beam, Money Munoz from Iowa, she will forever be my stick stay salute if she's going to do this every time. She stuck, she stayed, and she held it. And then she like slowly presses it back all the way through her fingers.
Yeah. It was fun to watch. Unfortunately, that was the final Big Five. I'm not really sure what they're going to be doing after this, how they're going to determine seeding for Big Tens
Why
and stuff
is it
like
the
that.
Final but, Big Five?
Well, because UCLA and Washington will be added next year. I guess they could call it the Big 12, but but or the Big Six, I should say, because it'd be 6 and 6. But apparently they're not going to do it this way.
The Big Five plus one.
The Big Five plus one. So we'll see. They haven't decided.
They're going to make a list like Kim makes a list.
Yeah, they haven't decided how they're doing it. They may go to 3 different sessions at Big Tens instead of 2. And so do 4, 4, and 4. Two sessions on Saturday, 1 session on Friday, and do 4 each session.
So they're not going to have Big
So
five?
I don't know how they're going to do it, but I've heard that this is the final year of this competition. So, but who knows? We'll see. I don't know if that's maybe.
So we need a couple more teams so we can be the Big 15.
Well, that could be in the works. Who knows? Down the road. So it was awesome to watch, no matter how we watched it, sleeping in a car, no matter what. I mean, we watched the Big Five. And then, of course, to get more MAC action with CMU and Kent State.
You know, if USC had a gymnastics team, that would help.
Yeah.
Because they're coming.
Well, so is Oregon. So it's gonna help track. Won't help us,
okay,
but it helps track.
You know, see, that's the thing. Those two teams, they just need to get gymnastics teams.
There
and
you
then,
go. Yeah, it helps track.
There we go.
Yep. So, but it was fun to watch, and we're excited now for week 9. This season is rolling fast. We're almost done, so.
We know you enjoy our podcast and all our crazy antics and want more people to find out how awesome it is. So please rate and review us on Apple or wherever you listen to the Region 5 Insider podcast. Please continue to follow us at @R5College_podcast on Instagram and YouTube. We post extra R5 alum content on these channels all season long. Thanks again to Full Out Recruiting for your continued support, as well as our listeners. We could not do all of this without your support. Follow us on all of our social media accounts for the most up-to-date information on what's going on with our R5 alums all season long.
Thanks again for joining us for our Week 8 recap. We are in NQS time of the season, so it's getting dangerous now. And we look forward to Week 9 and more spine-breaking coverage of our Region 5 Alums. Follow, like, and subscribe. Peace out, Region 5.
Ah, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.